Okay, so up until this point, we've been talking about where we've come from, but what about where we're going?
So there's two versions of that. You know, after a 14 billion year trek, that's all she wrote. And the second version is we're going to become yet another hominid or set of hominids, and we're going to evolve into something different. And I think that's the right answer.
This is Juan Enriquez, and he wrote a book called Homo Evolutus, which is all about how we are currently evolving, transitioning into a whole new species, from Homo sapien to Homo Evolutus. Here's Juan on the TED stage.
The first place where you would expect to see enormous evolutionary pressure today, both because of the inputs, which are becoming massive, and because of the plasticity of the organ, is the brain. Do we have any evidence that that is happening? Well, let's take a look at something like autism incidence per 1,000. Potentially, the brain is reacting in a hyper-reactive, hyper-plastic way, and this is only one of the conditions that's out there. You've also got people who are extraordinarily smart, people who can remember everything they've seen in their lives, people who've got synesthesia, people who've got schizophrenia. You've got all kinds of stuff going on out there, and we still don't understand how and why this is happening. But one question you might want to ask is, are we seeing a rapid evolution of the brain and of how we process data? Because when you think of how much data is coming into our brains, we're trying to take in as much data in a day as people used to take in a lifetime. Here's the bottom line. What I think we are doing is we're transitioning as a species, and I think we're transitioning into a Homo evolutus that, for better or worse, is not just a hominid that's conscious of his or her environment, it's a hominid that's beginning to directly and deliberately control the evolution of its own species, of bacteria, of plants, of animals, and I think that's such an order of magnitude change that your grandkids or your great-grandkids may be a species very different from you.
But you're not just saying that this is going to happen to our grandchildren. You're actually saying this is happening now. Like, we are evolving into a new species as we speak.
Well, think about why things evolve. So, you know, minute changes lead to different kinds of tortoises in the Galapagos or lead to different kinds of finches. And there are changes in what they eat. There's changes in predators. There are changes in the environment. There's changes in the living conditions. There's changes in the housing. So you move from a cactus to a cave or whatever. And as you do that, the species has to rapidly evolve. Now, think about human beings and what's happened over the last century, century and a half. We've gone from primarily being a rural species to being an urban species in the majority. We've supersized our diets. All of a sudden, the average human being has gotten a lot taller. And you notice that we've gotten old. And if you changed every single condition on an animal, you would expect to see rapid evolution. And that's actually what you're observing in humans today.
I mean, I wonder, what are we going to look like in, I don't know, like 500 years from now?
So for the first time in, I think, the history of this planet, you have a species that is answering the question you're asking, which is, what will we look like in 500 years? Not because of random mutations, not because of what's sitting out in the environment pressuring us or selecting us, but basically because of our own design. So we're saying, well, I would like humans to have blonder hair. I'd like humans to have more blue eyes, or I'd like humans to be taller. I'd like humans to be stronger. We're beginning to be able to address those questions and give people choices. And I think what will happen in 500 years is we will likely have bigger heads. We will likely be taller. We will likely live a whole lot longer. And there will be likely a whole lot more variety.
A part of me is like, okay, this is amazing. We can save lives, we can prolong life, we can eradicate disease, we can make ourselves smarter. But part of me is like, this is crazy. We can potentially do all kinds of things to manipulate the kinds of offspring that we want to have. And that's nuts.
Well, it's a degree of power and responsibility that really forces humanity to think hard about what it's doing. when you concentrate this kind of power in humanity's hands, you become a steward for the environment. This stuff has actually been really good for us, because if you look at humanity, we're eating better, we're living longer, we have a better quality of life, infant mortality is going through the floor. So I tend to be an optimist on this stuff, but, you know, sometimes late at night I think, wow, we have a whole lot of power over what lives and dies on this planet, and we have to think very carefully about what that means and how we're using it.
But I mean, what makes you so sure that the end result won't be worse?
Evolution is it's not a tree. It's a great, big, round, promiscuous bush that is constantly exchanging genes. So a virus will take a gene from here to here. A bacteria will take a gene from here to here. And now we're beginning to tinker and insert genes from here to here. And what that leads to is not a version of a human being. It is multiple versions of human beings, and we will make some mistakes, and we will build stuff we don't like. And I think what will happen is we'll also find stuff that we're very happy with. You know, writing these books of life and rewriting them and learning how to alter them and where we came from and where we're going, there's no bigger story and there's nothing more important going on this planet.
Juan Enriquez wrote about this in his book called Homo Evolutus. You can check out all of his talks at TED.com.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show this week, How It All Began. If you missed any of it or you want to find out more about who was on it, check out ted.npr.org. You can also find many, many more TED Talks at ted.com. You can download this show through iTunes or through the NPR smartphone app. Our production staff at NPR include Jeff Rogers, Brent Bachman, Megan Kane, Neva Grant, Sanaz Meshkinpour, and Bridget McCarthy, with help from Daniel Shukin, Eric Newsom, and Portia Robertson-Migas. Our intern is Amanda Hunigfort. Our partners at TED include Chris Anderson, June Cohen, Darren Triff, and Janet Lee. If you like the show or hate it or hate us or maybe even love us, please let us know. Go to ted.npr.org, click on Contact. Our Twitter handle is at TED Radio Hour. I'm Guy Raz, and you've been listening to Ideas Worth Spreading on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.